This week's Divrei Torah are being learned L'zeicha Nishmas Avi Mori, Rabbi Yitzchak Moshe David ben Rav Baruch, and L'zeicha Nishmas Imi Moirasi, Malka Bas Rabbi Yehoshua, and also L'zeicha Nishmas Rabbi Shua Aryeh ben Rabbi Yisacha Beresh. The parasha starts with the topic of Yoledes, a woman who gives birth. And the pasuk tells us that a Yoledes brings karbonos after she gives birth, on day 41 if she gives birth to a Zachar, and on day 81 if she gives birth to a Nekeva. The karbonos that she brings is dependent on her financial status. If she is wealthy and can afford more, she brings a keves, a sheep, for a karbon oila and a bird l'chatas. But if she's poor and can't afford a sheep l'oila, then she brings two birds, echod l'oila ve'echod l'chatas. Rashi is bothered by the order of the pasuk echod l'oila ve'echod l'chatas, because the halacha is that chatas is koidemes l'oila. The chatas is brought first. So why does the pasuk say echod l'oila ve'echod l'chatas, stating oila first? Says Rashi, lohigdimo hakos of elo l'mikra. The Torah only says oila first, l'mikra, for the purpose of the way it's read in the Torah. We read echod l'oila ve'echod l'chatas. Aval le'akrova, chatas koidemes l'oila. But in practice, we are makriv the chatas first. But the question arises at Rashi. So why then did the Torah write oila first? Why not write it in the order of the way we're makriv it? Chatos and then oila. A simple answer that could be said is that the Torah is telling us the difference between the carbon yoledes of a wealthy woman and of a poor woman. Where a wealthy woman brings a keves la'oila and a bird l'chatos, and a poor woman brings two birds, one la'oila and one l'chatos. So it comes out that the difference between the wealthy and the poor is in the oila, because both rich and poor bring a bird l'chatos. And the difference between the rich and poor is in the oila, where a wealthy woman brings a keves, and the poor woman brings a bird. So since the Torah is coming to highlight the difference between the two types of women, l'mikra, in the reading of the Torah, oila kedemes, oila is first. Because the Torah placed first the carbon that differentiates between the wealthy woman and the poor woman, even though in practice, by akrova, the chatos is first. The Torah Tmima and the Cheshik Shlomoi in Mesechta Zvachim Dav Tzadi both quote the Gemara in Megillah that says that the Yidin are zoichet Eretz Yisrael b'schus ha-karbonos. And the Gemara there asks, that's only b'zman ha-bayis, when there are karbonos. What schus do the Yidin have shloi b'zman ha-bayis? And the Gemara answers, when they learn the parshiyos of karbonos, it's as if they brought it. Kol ha-loi made parshas oila ki ilu hikrev oila. And therefore, even shloi b'zman ha-bayis, they have the schus ha-karbonos. The Cheshek Shloime and the Torah Tumima both say that the din of Kol Ha'Loimid Ki'ilu Hikrev is different by Oila than by Chatas. By Oila, the whole animal is brought to Hashem. So Hashem can say, if you learn the Parsha, it's as if the whole carbon was sacrificed to me. However, by Chatas, some parts are eaten by the Kaihanim. And on those parts, we cannot say that if you learn Parsha's Chatas, it's as if the Kaihanim ate it. We can only say, it's as if the parts that go on the Mizbeach were placed on the Mizbeach for Hashem. Learning only substitutes what goes to Hashem, not what goes to the Kehanim. According to this, what comes out is that when someone learns Parshas Oila, it's totally like he brought a carbon oila. But when he learns Parshas Chatas, it's only partially like he brought a Chatas. Only Hashem's part on the Mizbeach. Says the Cheshek Shloimoi, that is pshat in this Rashi. Of course Chatas comes before oila. But when one reads the Parsha of Karbonos, instead of bringing it, then Oila is first, because Oila is mamish ki ilu hikrev Oila, which is not the case by Chatas. And that's what Rashi means when he says, lohigdimo hakos of elo l'mikra'o. The pasuk places Oila first to tell you, l'mikra'o, when you are only reading the Parsha, and not bringing the actual carbon, then Oila kodemes, l'mikra'o Oila kodemes. When you're being makrevid, chatas is first, but lemikra, oila is first. And that's why the Torah placed the oila before the chatas, to teach you that when you are just being loime, you are just doing the kriya, then oila kodemes, because there, it's exactly as if you brought the whole carbon to Hashem. And with this, the Cheshek Shloimeh wants to explain the tefillah that we say on Yomim Tovim. V'sei orev lefonecha asir aseinu ke oila uche karbon. Our tefillah should be sweet before you, like an oila and a carbon. Oila is placed before carbon, because when it's just asir aseinu, our tefillos, we don't have a Beis HaMikdash, and we are just saying the words, we are loymed parshas oila, then oila uke carbon. Oila is first, because that's totally as if you brought it on the Mizbeah. However, we continue, v'hoshev shchinascha l'tzion irecha, when your shchina will return to Tzion, and there will be a Beis HaMikdash. Then, v'seder ho'avoida li'rushalayim, we will go back to the real seder avoida, which places chatos before oila. When it's just asira seinu, then oila is first, then carbon, ke oila uche carbon. But hoshev shchinascha, when the Beis HaMikdash will be built, we will go back to Seder HaAvoida, and Chatas will be before Oila.